Hello, everyone, and welcome to Between Two Worlds. I'm your host, Derek White Sky Cloud. I'm a psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and I'd like to welcome you all in listening in to the show this evening. It's Tuesday, and I hear there are stories, people out there across the U.S., they're actually having a lot of snowstorms. I feel bad for you guys because I know what it's like. Hope everyone does survive and do well. And a lot of times we're having a lot of unusual things happen to us out there across the land, especially the U.S. Some places are actually showing up unexpectedly. People actually have never seen snow before. So the earth is shifting. That's the main thing. Now, before I go any further into it, I want to let everybody know that we're also being picked up syndicatedly. There's actually a radio program up in Australia that's picking us up called GhostRadioX.com. They're called the Underworld Radio, and I'd like to thank Leah Ramsey for picking us up in Australia. So now we are being heard on her show as well as she's very well known in her work, so I'd like to thank her very much for picking us up as bbsradio.com. And we also have the chat room line open, so those of you who want to go into the chat line, I know we do have a lot of shy people out there who don't want to phone in, but we'll also be offering you the phone number, phone lines, if you want to call in to ask any question or if you want to get a complimentary reading. The toll-free number is, for those who are in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. And in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And the international call line is 530-876-3222. Now, this show is actually about your spiritual journey, so if you have any questions that you want to share with me, or if you want to ask anything, even those who are in the chat room, I welcome you to ask those questions. I'll try to answer them as best I possibly can. And also, what else we have here? I was sent here the BBS radio station itself actually has a newsletter out now. And they pass it around to everyone. Actually, it's emailed out to them, letting people know that what events are happening through BBS Radio. And I'd like to thank Dawn and the group for picking me out as the spotlight of the month. And they got me in the front page. I actually was quite shocked that I ended up being the front page, but I thank you very much for that. And but there's actually a lot of stories about other people here. They talk about things they do. There's actually the website of the month. There's actually also it says My Story Behind the News. People talk about the Akashic Records. There's a variety of different things in here that is very informative. So if you're interested in the newsletter, contact bbsradio.com. There is an email that they have set up. You can go to the webpage, bbsradio.com, and they'll be more than welcome to send you that the newsletter. And basically what they always say, if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Now, also we have, what else we have coming up here pretty soon? Also, those of you who want to send a feedback on the radio show, please send me your comments so I'll know what's going on. I know that you're actually listening to the show. I love that because I like to give back to people the emails in return to let them know that I'm actually thanking them very much for that. And also, we also do have fast chat. So if you have a really quick question you want to ask, it doesn't always have to mean you have to go into the chat room itself specifically, because the fast chat will also come in. It's a new thing that's been set up here, so we're looking forward to having to get your messages as well. Having a show like this, people ask me why I do it. Having to have a paranormal radio show, or having being a psychic medium in this work, it keeps me busy. And I really do enjoy doing radio because it again lets people know out there that we're not just the only one in this world that doesn't, that we're not left out, or that we don't know what's going on, we're not too sure what to do. So there are a lot of teachers out there now available for people to come across and someone's path to help them on their journey. And I really like to do as much as I possibly can to help out people. So that's, I find it very vitally important. Also, for having a radio show like this, it does help also to help people go through the healing process and not just finding out what they're like or, you know, sometimes we talk about animal totems because this is some things that I actually do talk about quite often, or even other spiritual programs that some people also have interest in. There is one thing that actually people have been sending me information on right now, and that is regarding this new video. It's been out since 2006 called The Secret. How many of you out there have actually seen the movie or heard about the movie? Raise your hand. See? I knew I couldn't see you, but I knew very well that some of you actually have seen it or heard about it. If you have seen the video, I want you to send me your thoughts about it. I want you to let me know what you think about the program itself, and if you felt it actually has helped you on the work that you see if it actually has done any, made any changes for you, if they actually decided to really follow that encouragement of it and see if it actually has helped you at all. And those of you who have not seen it, have you been talking about or heard about it from others, please let me know. Also, you can email me. Now, I do have an email address. It's whiteskycloud@yahoo.com or whiteskycloud@telus.net. So I have two emails available for anybody who wants to email me. And if you haven't been to bbsradio.com, to the website itself, I do recommend to go there. And you can actually go to my page. On the right side, it says Talk Shows. You can actually go to Listen. It says Between Two Worlds. Once you get onto that page, you can actually, like some of you may not know where to go as far as that website is concerned regarding the program called The Secret. What I've done is I contacted the company, the organization that actually has put this together, the people that have been involved putting this program together called The Secret. I've actually let them know that if they're interested in coming on this program to be interviewed, I'm looking forward to hearing from them quite sometime soon, and that we can actually have a great chat and let people like yourselves out there know what can help benefit you to help encourage you further your lives. I do have that banner on this page, and it looks like a chocolate bar, actually. The way that it looks like, it's kind of neat, kind of sort of your English-style trimmed, has that scroll look of a chocolate bar. Then it has the, you know, how you take a piece of wax and you stick the embossed ring into it, almost like it's royalty. And just click on that, and that'll get you onto that page. And have a look through and see what your thoughts are. And it actually, it's not really something brand new. It's something that has been around for quite a while, I think. It has a lot of similarities to things that we've actually have done in the past. We've always talking about, a lot of us out there have talked about encouragements of ourselves and to always be positive. And we always talk about what we want to do with that and how we can deal with ourselves and not having to have a negative attitude and to basically have a positive attitude. And even though sometimes we always use the words I don't think, I don't know, or you know, kind of fearful of what we're not too sure of. And it's something that we need to look at to be actually, I would say, if you're really interested in wanting to learn something about yourself, is that basically we call it the power of positive thinking. That's what it really is. And it's the people themselves. I mean, I've actually watched the video, and I found it interesting, encouraging, and it's helpful on relationships. I mean, it does help people dealing with relationships. If those are breaking up, those are dealing with their issues. I find it that it's interesting to me because it gives me a little bit more of a push about what I've always desired in my life. But it's like it's creating what you want. It's something that you've always looked forward to. And I feel that, you know, when they say there's a secret that's revealed, I wonder what that secret is. But there's always something there we may not realize. Because basically, if you look at it in the past, society itself did hide or actually kept us from believing in ourselves, that we can really face these problems or face these issues, and sometimes we are kept from wanting to know the truth. And this example, UFOs, okay? That's one of the things is not talked about regarding the people called the secret, but it's something like they were always kept away from that because they feel that we would never understand it. The other is through simple versions of different varieties of religion, where people have some of the churches and have decided to control the media, where we the people were basically are not allowed to deal with our own personal faith. This is the past, but wanting to have faith in ourselves. But back then, most generations back in the early years, 400 and on, and 600 years on. Where they used to torture the people and to take the faith out of them and to basically forcibly deal with that in the past. But again, society itself back then was trying to create something they feel they need to control, the media, the people like ourselves, even the people as whether we follow like sheep or we just follow ourselves or we just basically need to deal with issues like this. There's different varieties of things we've dealt with from the past, and even we've always wanted to have those dreams, wanting to come true, where we've always wanted to, you know, be a millionaire or to be someone famous, or just being a simple person that just wants something that to be happy, white picket fence, have lots of kids, nice car, nice house, and that's pretty well it. So it depends on each person. Not everybody wants to be famous. Some people just want a simple life. And once in a while, you come across those little boundaries, those little walls that keeps you from going through. And they're put in front of you, and you think, oh, my God, well, I guess they're telling me they don't want me, and I walk into this wall and I can't get through. Why are they doing this to me? Why are they doing this to me? It's not because of what they do to you, because you're not meant to do that. You're not meant to go to those certain areas, and you maybe need to make some changes. But it's just showing you that there's other ways besides just one direction. And basically, they always say, like, the secret has existed throughout the history of mankind. Well, yeah, I mean, it's been discovered, coveted, suppressed, hidden, lost, recovered. It has been hunted down, stolen, bought for vast sums of money. You know, basically, there's also, like I said, it's always controlled. Yes, and also now there's people that apparently are supposed to be very involved that knew all about the secret. Well, you know what? If they knew about the secret, then how come we were never really told that they themselves knew? These people apparently supposedly knew about the secret, and they would give them their names, basically. Plato, Leonardo, Galileo, Napoleon, Hugo, Beethoven, Lincoln, Edison, Einstein, Carnegie, to name a few. But there are so many people out there, even the ones that are rich today, you know, like your, you know, the Hiltons, many people like themselves. I mean, maybe they already know the secret that we didn't know. But the fact is that I feel like what it is, if you believe in yourself, knowing that you will become successful, and that is what it is, believing in yourself, then that's what makes you become successful. And you give an example. When I did my own first radio show in BC here, I worked at a 1410 C fund. And I approached them because Spirit told me to approach them regarding a radio show to put on to do a psychic medium program just like this, same show name, Between Two Worlds. And I worked out of that station for 9 weeks. But because of the program that was changed due to changes that they decided themselves, I could not stay. So I decided to move on. And I thought to myself, well, if Spirit wanted me to do radio, how is it that all of a sudden, you know, I'm not doing radio? Like, sure, 9 weeks, but why would Spirit want me to waste my time, just be there for the first 9 weeks and leave it at that? And I thought to myself, okay, maybe it was just for those first 9 weeks to find those people that were part of that, the first 9 weeks. I realized after, when I caught a call from this station, BBS Radio, said they heard about me, my reputation, called me up and asked if I wanted to be part of BBS Radio as a show host. Wow. Gee, I wonder how that message came out. But that's exactly what happens. The Spirit has ways to move the energies to others, to inspire them, to get us involved. So it didn't mean that I'm not going to be doing radio. All it meant that I was shifted to another location, but not just local Vancouver, British Columbia area and parts of BC. I've got the whole world to talk to now. So So here's the story. What would you prefer? Do you want local area? Anybody else wants to be a DJ out there? Do you want to just be a local area and be satisfied, or you want the whole world in your hands? I mean, pretty well, I would say I'm accepting much more, saying I got the chance to talk versus the whole world, and I'm enjoying this because others from across the world also, too, have interests. Knowing what I do as a psychic medium, and they also have a curiosity knowing what kind of work that I do, being a healer, being a shaman, learning traditional songs, my story as I share, the book I've written, and many other books I'll write. You know, like, they want to know all my knowledge. They want to learn what I've known so that I can share that with them. And then they want to share that back with us. So there's so many others that want to carry on our storytelling. And that's basically part of my tradition, is that we're always storytellers. And we always, even in this field, the radio field, we always have a story to talk about, because what we are doing, we're causing an effect, domino effect. That's where basically this whole secret's about. The domino effect, when you inspire someone and you're giving them the option of wanting to understand or to heal or to learn to love or learn to rejoice, learn to accept, learn to forgive, then you're learning something new. You're learning how to open up yourself more to Creator, to Spirit, to yourself, and believing that you can actually succeed further and more than anybody else. Now, I'm not talking about competing, but we're all really doing is competing with ourselves. We're pushing ourselves sometimes harder than we should, because once in a while the body needs to rest, and so does the spirit. But we also have a way of encouraging ourselves, because we believe in ourselves that we got something there that we can share with the rest of the world. And it's important. That's why there's so many varieties of healers out there. Your Sylvia Browns, your James Ron Prozes, your John Edwards, Charm Margolis, many people, even people that died before us. Okay? We've got our Edgar Cayce's. We've got people like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who is very well known, teaching us about death and dying. Even though she was not really specifically an intuitive, but she taught us how to understand it. Okay? There's also people, dealing with a lady that I did know of. I didn't know her that well, but I knew of her history, her stuff, her work, and her name was Estelle Roberts. Now, she came out of England. She actually wrote a book called 50 Years a Medium. She died in the 1980s. But this woman was quite famous in England. And many thousands of people used to show up in the cathedrals just to come for a message, to come and see her. Because they felt that she was so important back then. This is back in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. They thought she was so, not to say powerful, but they felt it was important to make contact with the passing. And so they felt that she's got so much to give. When we have her Edgar Cayce's, that's the Sleeping Prophet. We have her Ruth Montgomery's, who she was an automatic writer. She worked for the government. She used to do automatic writing. She actually started from handwriting to typing. She didn't work for, I don't know if I understand this, she actually worked for the government in the U.S. Under the guise of John Kennedy. As one of the secretaries, I believe, and she didn't realize that she was that gifted. She became a futurist. She actually did a lot of her writings are all telling the future what did happen. She actually had made a prediction, or many other predictions, but she made a prediction that two men that would become the Antichrist, and she said both, one will be the father, would become a president, and the son of that father would become a president of the United States. And she named them after a tree. Gee, I wonder what that meant. But she didn't say what their names were. All she said, they're under the guise of a tree. Then this is what she wrote. We also have Jane Roberts, who's very famous in her work under Seth Speaks. She wrote the Chronicles of Seth. Basically, again, talking to an entity that has passed away. So there's so many people in the past that have told their stories, as well well as the ones that we've had in the future. And we also have one man who's also a really good friend of Ruth Montgomery, and that was Arthur Ford. And he was quite famous in Canada and the United States. In fact, he was one of the people that got involved with the first spiritualist church in New York City. So, again, talking to those who are passed over. So there's so many things that we have as far as our knowledge is concerned, and that everyone out there wants to share with the rest of the world what we do. Now, the new people out there that are going to be picked up and learning about their skills, people like Alison Dubois, for example, we have a TV series on Medium. We have James Von Prague, who's also himself not being the medium, but he has an actress who's playing the role doing another psychic movie, not psychic TV series. So you have two people playing two roles, but separate programs, separate television programs, but they're talking about, again, talking to those who passed over, being messengers and helping people through lives. So we also are messengers in different ways. So it doesn't say that the secret was kept from all of us. And they say, well, if we had a secret, then how come spirit didn't come to us and tell us what the secret? They did. Spirit has come to us giving those secrets many, many, many times. And we also have another spirit being called Silver Birch. And Silver Birch is also quite famous. Those of you who actually want to look up on the internet, he's well known by the spiritualist communities, and he actually is also another entity that another person actually did automatic writing and made contact with him. And he, in his own words by Silver Birch, which was, be kind to each other and having to believe in yourself and become successful in life and knowing that what you desire will happen for you. But their version of desire and riches is not finances per se, was actually having to have a huge inspiration and saying you always will be successful if you see yourself going that direction. So nothing really is a secret unless the people themselves who are well above us or call themselves well above us at times, they sometimes don't like to share the information to us and say, well, because a lot of times we'll ask them, how'd you do it? And somebody might turn around and say, well, you know, the old cliche, the old famous commercial, ancient Chinese secret. Well, guess what? It's no secret, really. What it really is that plain common sense. If you desire something, if you want something in this world, you will become successful with it. You will never be without it. It's something that we all desire in life, and that's exactly how we become good at what we do. And it's important. Now, I'm reading about this. It's funny. There are a lot of, I'm reading the chat room, I think is absolutely cute when everybody writes about me, but they're not asking me questions. That's a question. That was funny. I was being funny. We learn something so well that we want to enjoy a great deal of parts of life. And so basically, I mean, you know what? There's very few books really out there that, I mean, people, yes, sometimes too, they want to write many books and help people through their understanding what they know themselves. I like to share that wisdom. And basically, like I said before, the secret is it's pretty well the same in the same direction as everyone else. And if any of you actually have seen the movie or have talked about it, I want you all to let me know, email me, or you can actually phone the station. And I'll give you the toll-free number. It's 877-876-5227. That's for the U.S. And in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And the international lines is 530-876-3222. Now, when we talk about the secret, And actually, they have been on Oprah. fact, Oprah herself, she played part of the movie, the video, on her show. So she wanted everybody else to know how inspired she was by it. And they've also been on a few people. Larry King, they've been on Larry King Live. In fact, I recognize one of the mediums that used to come on there. That was Jay-Z Knight. And she came on and sat with them. I'm not sure if any of you actually know who Jay-Z Knight is. She actually channels a guide by the name of Ramtha, R-A-M-T-H-A. I remember she was very well known through the industry of a lot of movie stars had interest in her, back in the 80s and the 90s, where she would perform her work, and they've always been curious about one lady in particular was Shirley MacLaine. She had a lot of interest in wanting to know the philosophy of Ramtha. And now here's somebody who I admire is Shirley MacLaine, who believes, and she takes no step back from anyone. She does believe in reincarnation. She believes in that she has guides. She believes, that she's got a lot of healing skills herself, and she's very positive about that. You know, sometimes people to this day still joke her, they tease her or talk her down or whatever they want to try to do, but she doesn't break. This woman is very strong and tough, and she's, you know, basically right now she's not an old woman. She's a very intelligent woman. She's a very smart woman, and she won't take no crap from nobody. I'm sorry, but that's true. I mean, it's basically common sense. She's just the way she is. She's learned a lot of her stuff through many years. She's written many books. There is a one man, apparently one time, had wrote a book about Shirley MacLaine, who criticized her and tried to knock her down and as far as what his beliefs were, and he felt that what she was doing was not right. Well, guess what? That's one man's opinion, not everyone's opinion. So, like, again, that's what you do. You desire to feel what's right for you. So you have to trust what filters into you and what you desire in life. Now, Well, somebody asked a question inside. They're asking somebody else on the chat line, and they can answer me, and that is if they want to know this. And one person asked, do you believe in reincarnation? Yeah, I do. And they're asking it for somebody else, but yes, reincarnation does exist. I mean, let's put it this way. If you had a dream and you swore to God it was for real, that you did something where the youth, and that happens. We do believe in reincarnation. It's interesting that we were in past lives that we become who we are. These are learning lessons that we deal with. Okay, talk about past lives. Reincarnation and past lives. Who were we in past lives? What did we do in past lives? Well, let's put it this way. One thing as an example is, how many of you out there actually have an antique that, or you have more than one antique in your home? What makes you decide to want to have an antique in your house, an antique piece of antique furniture or antique clothing or antique glassware or even small things? Okay? Past lives. Also, how many of you actually have what you call birthmarks? I call them cell memory scars. These are, and sometimes you may have them as indentations on your skin or white. Sometimes they're a little white spot. Sometimes they're birthmarks, brown, black, or red. Some people think it's rosacea once in a while. That looks like a very large patch, whether it's on your face or part of your body. Those two are past lives. Those are from being in a war where you were shot, stabbed, or wounded and died that particular time period. Now, the reason why you bring back that particular wound, that particular birthmark, is because you weren't over forgiving the people by taking your life at the time, whether you're male or female. Those are also considered a learning lesson. Once you've accepted that journey at that time or this life, and had forgiven those people, those birthmarks begin to fade. May not be perfectly gone, but they will begin to fade. I'll give an example. My wife, she had a dream that she said that she can taste. She says she remembers herself being on a horse and being shot in the chest and falling off her horse and tumbling down to the ground, where she could say she could taste blood in her mouth. I mean, how many of you actually had taste blood in your mouth? Not living as of now, but just had that feeling. Well, that's what she dealt with. She went, and it repeated itself through many years until she had met me. We did a path of progression, and she saw herself exactly where she was. We took her there. And it was through self-hypnosis where she saw herself riding this horse, and this man that she could not get along with, he didn't have a liking for her, and as she walked or rode away with her horse as a slow walk, the man raised his gun and shot her in the back. She went and fell down this hill. The horse rolled himself over her because she lost the control. And most likely it was more than one shot because she went down as much as the horse did. And she felt her insides bleeding from the inside out. When we went further, she figured out later on that the man that shot her was the man that she was in the past in a relationship in this life, who she left behind. This man was her old boyfriend, and where he was always envious of her. And so when she left him in this life, she ended that relationship. So lots of times, too, when we actually have past lives with people, we have a tendency of going through what we need to heal through. We need to forgive those people that have taken our lives. And also, it can also be your worst enemy that was your past life become the best lover you've ever had. Because what God does is he teaches you the lessons of learning to come around to forgive. That yes, you can end a life, but you can also heal to forgive, and that it will not repeat itself, hoping it doesn't repeat itself, because there are people out there that some once in a while will and can repeat that same lifestyle if they so choose. But they unconsciously have no idea if they are doing it and if it's repeating itself. Normally they never do. Once in a while it happens, but it mostly happens through addictions, not as much as violence, mostly through addictions. So, for example, a person in the past life was an alcoholic or a drug user. Mostly back in those years was alcoholism. If they're alcoholics and they could not deal with their alcoholism, then again they dealt with in the past, and they dealt with the same thing, alcoholism, this life. Once in a while it takes about 2 or 3 lifetimes before they finally figure out they don't need alcohol in the system. They have a craving for it. Depending on the dealings of issues they're dealing with, what type of emotional breakdown they dealt with as far as alcoholism is concerned, the lifestyle, the race, creed, and how they've walked their path. So it depends on each person. For example, even for myself, when I was young, I did experiment with drugs because I was curious. Everyone else, when they were young in school, we were trying to find out what marijuana pot was like, so we all smoked a joint or two. And then you try something else, and you try something else, because, you know, even though your parents don't want you to do it, but yet you're trying to say to your parent, no, I'm not doing it, but yet you'll experiment. And you realize after the mistake you made, you find out for yourself. But my version of what I dealt with is when I dealt with part of my near-death experiences, I knew then what I did when I was very, very, very young, being 21, 22, you know, 19, 21, 22, experimenting with drugs. And I realized after, because I was shown visions, I was in my dreams, I was shown visions that for me to put them away, to get rid of them, and that it was not going to do me any good. They want me to live. They want me to do things to heal people. And I was hiding my pain. I was hiding, thinking that I was hurting people, because someone told me one time, they said, the gift out of God is going to hurt people. And I became totally afraid of thinking that was the opposite of it. So I was trying to hide that pain, trying to stop it from hurting, and thinking that it was going to hurt me. And yet, when you go into your dream time, and you could be fully induced with drugs. In your dream time, your drugs are not there in your dreams. Your spirit is in your dreams, and your spirit is in the presence of those who are past. They're going to come through and get through, and they got through. And they let you know, and they'll say to you, you're not going to get away from us, no matter what you do. Even if you decide to commit suicide, we're going to stop it. And if you continue on carrying through, then we can't stop you any longer, but we'll try to prevent you from being foolish by giving up your life. Do not be afraid of us. We're not here to hurt you. We're here to love you and to help you. We need you to help us do God's work. And that's basically what a lot of us go through. So past lives, and even dealing with issues from the past, even through health, emotions, also including, say for example, people have phobias, spider phobias, snake phobias, closed rooms, many different types of things like this, or as well, you can be dealing with amnesias, and you don't know why. We have a caller, I believe. Is there a caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Jazz from Surrey, D.C.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
What can I do for you?
I just want to say, how are you doing? And they miss you back at a live health food store in Guilford.
Yeah.
And I just want to come on the air today and see if I can talk about a vision I had. It's a sarcophagus about 5 feet high from the ceiling to the floor. And it's buried underground underneath woods. And in it, I saw a woman. And it was a nun. And she's in this stone coffin.
Okay.
I think it's somewhere in North England. And I was told that it was basically the offspring of Jesus.
Okay.
I don't know how to locate this, particular sarcophagus that's buried in the woods exactly. Just wondering if I can get some help with that.
Okay. Now, when you got the vision, did you ask Spirit if it was related to this particular area here or elsewhere?
No, I didn't actually get that specific with it.
Okay, because basically what happens is that once in a while, Spirit likes to give us guidance and show us about a sarcophagus or other people that have passed over. And yes, this nun possibly could be related to Jesus, because there are many times that, no pun intended, but sisters of Jesus, and as well as people that are ancestors thereof, were buried in places that were considered either secret or lost. That means that people used to bury them either in crypts or in the ground, unmarked. And once in a while they did mark them, but they used a stone marker. But then again, time goes by, and they begin to move on, and so history moves on. But if this spirit, here's what spirit does. I mean, if they're showing you something that has a purpose, then I would say for you to do yourself is you need to sit down with spirit more, a little bit longer. And ask them the question, is the sarcophagus in this area here where we live, or is it elsewhere in another country?
Mm-hmm. There were several key aspects to that sarcophagus. One was it was about 5 feet high by about 20 feet wide and about 15 feet deep from my eyes to the next wall. So it was a bit cavernous, but it was also booby-trapped. I felt like to my side, and just behind me was a booby trap, and I felt like I was trapped inside this thing and I couldn't get out.
You know, I'm wondering if this thing is actually the crypt.
It's sort of a crypt, yeah. It's not like your normal coffin buried 6 feet under. But
yeah.
It's hidden. Like, nobody can see it. When you're walking around, you wouldn't know it's there.
Yeah, it sounds like a crypt to me because, I mean, you think about it, I mean, in time, in the past, our Earth will rise. Like a lot of Earth shifting, right? Earth does rise. And I'll give you an example. Some of our artifacts, native artifacts, are found in the ground 20 feet deep, 30 feet deep. When someone decides to build a house on a piece of land, suddenly they find burial sites or they'll find bones, and they're about 10, 15, 20 feet down. Or they'll find, like, for example, even New York City, they went 20 feet below in this one area, they dug in 20 feet down, and they actually found a complete full-size Viking ship intact.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Once in a while, if the oceans are moving, look at it as somewhere that once was a lake, and it was considered as a lake, so basically, or even the waters could have risen and forced the dirt to move forward, and then the water came down to the point where there's no more crypt. You couldn't see the crypt, so possibly the crypt is underground. Being a trap, I'm not sure if it was a trap. My feeling is it doesn't feel like a trap. It may feel like you can be trapped inside, or the lady herself, that when she did, may not have passed. She could have been asleep through like a poison or like a soul of the heart, and then when she awakened, she probably was in the crypt.
When I look at her face, it actually scares me. It's just amazing.
Yeah. That's an interesting story. That is something that I would recommend to do more research on. I would sit down and talk to spirit more often, do some automatic writing, if you can, and focus on that or meditate on it, and just keep a logbook on the side and write it all out. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know more about the cases or case history or about 400 or 500 years ago, what those crypts would look like, or how they were built, how people usually built them, I guess.
Then so, again, I would say you need to find out what location it is. You may have to do is go to your nearest library, or on the internet and do some research on the internet, and see. Once in a while, what happens is there are people out there that do. Or have done research on finding ancestors, you know, that were connected to Jesus. Some people believe that, you know, there are so many things that actually happened from the past that a lot of things in history are actually were kept a secret. I mean, as an example, another secret, where a lot of people out there don't know if it really did happen, and a lot of people would say, even the scientists would say, prove it, you know, or society would say, prove it. So again, you got to do the research to find out what feels right. And I would say to do the research first and find out on that one. I don't think that the nun is buried here. Myself feeling, I don't feel that. I feel that most likely she's buried somewhere else.
Yeah, you're the first to actually suggest it would be like British Columbia or in this area.
Yeah.
I'm also feeling it was a British woods, a British woody area.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's my initial impression when I first got there.
Either British woods or like it could also be England, because that's connected to Britain as well, to British, besides just Canada.
I think it was also true that the Crusades, they brought the chalice or those treasures from the Israel area and moved it all the way to the England area?
That's very possible because a lot of things can happen without us even knowing it. You know, I don't know a lot of history regarding the ancestors that followed Jesus' family from there on. I do know this, that a lot of people believe that the Queen of England is related to Jesus aside the family, but then again, I'm not sure if it's true or not. But again, somebody else said that even Robin of Locksley was also connected to Jesus. So we don't know. You know, that it's not a joke, really, because you never know who really was related to whom. And yet, I'll give an example, because even the queen herself is related to the Germans more than they actually being of English blood. So there was a lot of connection of history connected to the queen, if I understand it, as well as the king. There have been so many monarchs that come in and decide to join groups from different pasts. So, but as far as that history is concerned regarding this nun, I wouldn't put it past it. It's probably somewhere near here. Yeah, it probably either is England or here. But I would do the research and do, but you need to do the research with spirit as well, again, and do a drawing on it, find out what they've guided you to do. If you're meant to find this, sometimes too, if you feel if the sarcophagus is scaring you, possibly it's, you can tell them to be kind with you and not to put fear to you what they would look like, but in spirit what they would look like with harmony and love and light.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, we should not be. We don't have to worry about the how Hollywoodism actually is making us feel like, you know, oh my God, well this is all frightening. There's no way I can handle this. But there are times the spirit will come through and show themselves to you for a reason and purposes. So if you are guided to know something about her, I do the research.
Immediately after the vision, I saw a man who was cloaked, a dark cloak. Long, almost like the Grim Reaper type thing. I was just coming at me, and I got the shivers off of that, and it's like I just immediately threw myself away from the whole visions and just woke up.
Well, it's possible that what has happened, that you may have been there yourself. You may, in the past life, been connected to her as well. And you, what you may be doing is reenacting what this cloaked man could have been the person that buried her. And you were probably there, maybe as a child, that has seen it take place where she was put into the crypt, and you may be related to, not say related to her per se, but maybe in a way that you witnessed something, and then in that dream is telling you that he was chasing you away, like, don't come near here. Doesn't always mean a shadow of something negative, could also mean it's something that actually was in existence. Dreams can also relate to symbolic means, but if they're telling you the story, there's more to that. There's more to that story. I check it out.
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed that last part.
I would check it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you very much, Derek.
You take care. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, you know, here's something too. People have dreams, and it amazes them at times. They don't know why dreams do come into the surface. And I'll give you an example. Like, here's one of the ladies actually talking about Diana, Lady Diana. Now, when she passed away, I have met people who actually have said they had dreams of Diana before she died. I dreamt about her, even some of them dreamt about her, how she was going to die before she died. Because we all have a higher consciousness, and our energies are totally connected to her because she's a living being. And we all have a soul connection to certain people at times. If we're very, very fond of that person with love and care, or someone that we have interest in, they do show up in your life. And I'll give you an example as well, because I'm a fan of wrestling. I've always been since I was a kid. You know, you see wrestling on TV, but I don't watch as much as I used to when I was younger. But the interesting part of it is, I mean, I do know the odd wrestler when you hear stories about them. But say a few days ago, I would say a week ago, my mind was saying to me, there was a wrestler, a certain by name, had passed away, or was going to pass away. I thought myself, no way, he's too young. And then yesterday, I decided to look at the website that's connected to wrestling, and I read it, and it says, here, this one wrestler had died. And I went, I just thought about that guy. He did die just a couple of days ago. And I thought, okay. But I've also had those visions before where a certain wrestler was going to die, and I did see that person pass for some reason. The name would come to the surface, tell me that they passed away. But I feel there were more, not as much knowing that they passed away. What it is for me is a test to tell me and to believe in myself, knowing that person was going to pass away. It was their time. But they're saying, be aware of this, that was going to be their time to leave. So once in a while, we do get those messages, and that people will be told ahead of time that so-and-so may be sick, maybe quite ill, may not be able to help them, or I always recommend to people, instead of telling them when their person is going to die, I always tell them that if it's necessary, get them to the hospital to see a doctor just to see what's going on, because if that person is refusing help from their doctor, medical, then they are not listening to their own intuition, because there are people out there that are very stubborn, and they end up not living long enough, and they end up leaving this world. But again, that's by your own feelings, if you feel necessary, if you need to do this. You're trusting your own belief system. Some people don't like doctors that much, but sometimes people think they're not unhealthy, and that's just the way things are. The other thing is that you get to trust what feels right, but if you feel yourself there is something wrong with a certain loved one or someone you want to give a message to, you think that something's not right, just walk up and just ask them. Just ask them a simple question. You know, is everything okay, or how is your health? Let them know. And you know, when's the last time you've seen a doctor? Just share it with them. If you felt you had that dream, that vision, doesn't hurt to ask them, because it's important to let them know that you do care. Okay? You're not being mean, you're not being, even not being nosy, you're just curious, making sure that good friend is not going to leave you that soon, or a loved one. So it is important to share that with the rest, with that person or persons. Now, being in a story like this, where this fellow was talking about having these visions and shown our sarcophagus, and this particular nun was related to Jesus, you know what? That's a fabulous story, and that's something that I would love to do the research on myself. But it's his journey. It's something that he needs to learn to do. So if he feels that he's got to find it, and if he feels that he's got to go on that journey and search it out, that means it's his journey. And it's important for him to know how he's going to be able to work through this, and he may be able to discover something that will help the rest of the world how to become successful. Also, there is what else we got here now? Okay, and also we need to learn one thing too about past lives. Now I want to bring this back up again about past lives. We have been here before, many times before, as we said before, and many of us have a very strong attraction to, say, antiques, for example, or Asian culture, or Buddhism, or of another race, or of another religion. It's all based on past lives. Even the kids today, for example, the young children today, young ones today, they tattoo themselves, whether it's on their arms, their legs, their face. They will pierce themselves, whether it's on their ears, their face, their back. They hang themselves by piercing. They do all these symbolic belief systems because they choose that. They themselves feel that they've done this before. They don't know why they're doing it, but to them, they're trying to figure out their spirit. They're trying to figure out their soul. They're trying to do they look inside themselves. They're looking so deep that they are saying, I need to find out how far I will survive, how far I can go with my spirit and to overcome my pain. And everyone out there, I've actually worked with young folks, they will actually cut themselves with razor blades or knives. They want to find out how far their pain span goes. They will pierce themselves on their backs. They want to find out how long they can hang from ropes to be picked up, or, you know, there's so many different things that they try. Now, the reason why they do this, not because just checking out the pain, it's because they have a cell memory that they go in, they're searching. And they're searching a cell memory of finding out what culture they were connected with. For example, a lot of people young people, for example, to do their ears, they pierce them, and they are also adding extra, they will add these large plugs in the ears, make them bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, those plugs are African. Folks, those are African connected. That's African belief systems, because they put them in your ears. So anybody who is non-African, even the young Caucasian, we call white folks, okay, and they're wearing a lot, they're connected, their past lives are connected to African. Those people that are tattooing a full body from the legs down and the arms up, you're connected to an Aboriginal background. You had a Native background, okay? You tattooed yourself for a reason, because it was based back then, those sound memories, as a Native culture. It represented not your expression of who you are. They represent an identity of things you've done from your youth growing up. That's what basically, because my culture was that way. They are people, my people, many, many, many hundreds of years ago, tattooed their bodies from the ankles up to the thigh, and up from the wrist up to the arm. Not the body, just those four areas, both legs, two arms. But it represented their culture and what they learned. That represented their identity, who they were. Okay? But also, we learn so much about pain. Now, I met young women, a couple young women actually cut themselves on their arms, because that time in a past lives, they actually committed suicide. They committed a suicide in a past life because they could not handle a war that killed many. And so their pain span is overcoming that boundary. Now, you may think to yourselves, well, how does he know all this? Because I talk to spirit. And this is basically anything and everything they're doing physically to themselves is based on a past life. And it's not something new, because look at, you change your clothes. We're still on. You see, the kids wear the same clothes. So, anyways. In the meantime, we will have to close, because we're pretty close to closing time. And I will talk to you folks next week, next Tuesday. And it's been a pleasure having a chat with you, and to watch the chat line. And those that are listening in, all the new listeners that are listening in, I welcome you. And thank you for listening in. Look forward to hearing you next week. We have many things to talk about. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll be having a guest coming on and interviewing them. So it's a secret. We'll find out who it's going to be. But you'll find out. Looking forward to you folks to having a chat with you next week. And in the meantime, in the between time, that's it for Tuesday night. It is September 20th, 2007, and this is Derek White Sky Cloud, your psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds. Have a good night, and have a good week, guys. Talk to you later on. Take care. Bye.